Wake for Tom was made possible by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Thomas Joseph Scanlon. I do see a road out, but I hate to take it. I really can't see me lasting too long. I just don't think I'm gonna make it.
That hurts. In the dust, it hurts. That wither away in the dust hurts a lot. Other strong people that wither away in the dust, that hurts. Hurts a lot. When you have other strong people, you know, and kind of scared in the dust, it hurts. But you still have the memory.
Wake up. You missed one and went by. You're supposed to ask him for change.
Okay, spare a little change today so I can fly to Venus and visit my mother-in-law. Well, have a nice day. Excuse me.
Well, for about 2 years, it was just me and Tommy.
Our steep right here on High Street.
But that was Dave and my spot.
Entrance to a
steep
apartment building.
You can't panhandle here.
Has a little step and
spare a little chains.
Wrought iron gate.
We're cracking jokes at home.
I always leave people laughing.
Sits right next to a bar.
All I see is an empty space.
That was the name that me and Tommy came up with. The Stoop.
Our stoop right here on High Street.
The Stoop. Spare change all day.
You know.
The Stoop.
And I'm out there before anybody, and I'm out there later than anybody.
We'd start at 6 in the morning until 10, 11, 12 at night.
Spare a little chains.
Steve.
And then I allowed Pete to come up.
Little Pete, he couldn't hold his beer too long.
You no good son of a...
feels good.
Sherry is...
Tom and David.
...was my ex-girlfriend.
You know, we're nice to everybody.
The Stoop.
Me and Tommy, we always had a habit of singing a song by the Righteous Brothers. You lost that love and feeling. Splat. Roy caught Tommy dead smack in the forehead.
Bad. Now we've been getting hassled because the guy's at the bar.
222.
Gee, Tommy, it looks like you got egg on your face.
I tell you, honest to God.
Come down here, show me what kind of man you really are.
Thanks anyway, have a nice day.
The Stoop.
Our stoop right here on High Street.
Well, that was where I spent 4 years panhandling at.
Spare a little change so I can stay drunk and unemployed. I'll die for a bottle of wine. At least I'm honest.
The other morning, 2 days before Christmas, I was walking down to the store, money in my pocket. I was going to buy a package of cigarettes and a 40-ouncer, you know, and have my morning drink and a couple of smokes and get my motor going.
Tell you one thing that I like about Christmas being on the street.
It just seems like everybody's more generous around Christmas.
So a lot of people come down to the street people and bring them stuff, you know.
Got his Christmas present from his mom. Very expensive meats and cheeses from China.
Four bottles of wine.
Andre cold duck.
And real fancy dolls.
Christmas to me.
Real warm and thick sweatshirts. They brought everybody one of those.
Well, we got thermals.
Little puppy.
And gloves.
A little dog with a ribbon on its tail.
And scarves.
It was a little monkey made out of those little red socks with the lips like...
We got blankies.
They brought everybody a kind
Christmas present.
I got a horse.
A wizard.
A little donkey.
A little bag of candy and a cigar.
For all of us.
A little cash.
It's worth a lot more because it's a gift. It's a gift.
That year I got a wagon for Christmas.
The pack of cigarettes.
Brought us Christmas dinner.
And a pack of cigarettes, I tell you.
1903 gold-plated penny.
And I think everybody really appreciates it on the street, too. They do.
This is now like, let's see, one day before Christmas. I had just gone through a real, real heavy seizure. I fell down on the sidewalk out here, busted my head open, bit my tongue real bad. I was pretty shaky.
The day before he died, he got his Christmas present from his mom.
Bunch of them.
And we had to send them all back.
It's going to be an empty Christmas without her. Christmas ain't nothing to me, see, because my mom died on Christmas. And then having two friends die on top of that.
Because we were drinking part of the,
he died.
Christmas present.
Christmas Day. Yeah, he died.
And he went and told me to wake him
Christmas
up.
Christmas Eve.
When I woke him up.
And we turned him over. A rigor mortis had already set in.
I went off.
Yeah, he died.
Because Christ was born on Christmas, and then he also died. You can celebrate in life and in death.
Yeah, he died Christmas Eve.
It has the same meaning. And it's a reminder of them. They were here, but they're not now. And I still am.
So I wound up in the hospital for Christmas. They chopped all my hair off, shaved my mustache, shaved my goatee, cut off my pants, put an IV in my arm, did 18,000 tests on me. All I got on is this little gown. It's kind of embarrassing with all these lady nurses running around, but there's nothing. There's nothing. Nothing. There's nothing. After my last experience in it, there's nothing. Nothing. Screw it. But I didn't. I felt cool. Stuff is good, strong. And I'm cleaning out the thing, you know, squirting it. And then nothing. There's nothing. Nothing. I just went completely. There's nothing. There's nothing. Nothing. This was weird. Dead. But I did it. I knew nothing. Nothing. I just went completely. Just let me go. Come back. Just let me go. Anything. Come back. Just let me go. Next thing I know, I'm in an ambulance with some guy telling me, come back. Just let me go. He says, you were as blue as that.
Yeah, this was weird.
It was way out there somewhere. Who died and made you king. I mean, that's a hell of a way to bring him around. You don't need somebody telling you you shouldn't look dead. Way out there somewhere.
Drop me off on a corner, Jack.
Way out there somewhere. Anything, just let me go. Way out there somewhere.
Come back. Come back.
Way out there somewhere. Until you've done it. I was pretty shaky.
The ward.
It's just, no, like nothing you've ever bad going through. My hand is still tore up. All I got on is this little gown thing. It's kind of embarrassing with all these lady nurses running around, but nothing you've ever going through.
The ward.
They had cut off my coat, cut off my pants. Shave my mustache, shave my goatee, going through.
The ward.
Did 18,000 tests on me. This is now like
nothing you've ever.
Put an IV in my arm.
Still got the band-aid on. Nothing you've ever.
Then they brought me upstairs to the fifth floor and put me in
the ward.
I guess I had a seizure. Nothing you've ever gone through. I was pretty shaky. Nothing you've ever... I guess I had a seizure. I just don't want my folks to see me in this shape. My birthday is coming up next month. I don't think that's time enough for me to pull it back together. Nothing you've ever gone through. Until you've done it.
You got such and such amount of time to get a hold of some relatives.
U N K.
You got such and such amount of time.
Unknown.
We can't find them.
If they can find any relatives.
You got such and such amount of time.
Everybody on the street knew him.
I don't even know his last name, really.
I didn't know her last name.
Contact corner.
People can't afford to get buried.
Cremate him.
We can't find him.
Slice and dice.
We can't find him.
Slice and dice.
Most of us only know each other by first names.
You got such and such amount of time.
You.
To get a hold of some relatives.
Unknown.
Burning.
You got such and such amount of time.
You. And K.
We can't find him.
If they can find any relatives.
Unknown.
You got such and such amount of time.
Slice and dice.
Gee, I know him.
U. N. K. Unknown. Unknown.
Kenny. He died. Pete's gone. My sister died. Kenny's wife. Carol's gone. And Nathan died. Steve's gone.
Pete.
He OD'd. And Roxanne's the only one that's left.
Well, we know over 300 people.
See, Howard died in August.
They have died on the streets within a two-year period.
Carol died in September.
I'm kind of scared.
Tony died in October.
Who's going to be next?
Steve died in November. We're waiting for December.
Contact corner. The meat wagon comes up. Contact corner. Picks him up. Goes to the morgue, and from there they get in touch with his folks, or try to. If he's got any ID on him, they'll go through that. If not, contact corner. Fingerprints. If not, dental charts. Fingerprints. Dental charts.
We can't find him.
Slice and dice.
If that doesn't work,
cremate it.
Slice and dice.
His coroner's office said.
Death certificate. Application and permit for disposition of human remains. Death certificate.
Then they can come and
dispose of it the way they do. Burning or
contact corner.
Death certificate.
The meat wagon comes up. Contact corner.
Death certificate.
Picks him up.
Then
contact corner.
They can
or try to
come and
try to. To
dispose of it the way they do. Burning or
that's gonna happen to me?
Burning or
cremate him.
Something.
You got such and such amount of time to get a hold of some relatives.
U N K.
You got such and such amount of time.
Unknown.
We can't find them.
If they can find any relatives.
You got such and such amount of time.
One thing I could say about us is that when somebody that we love or part of our family does die, we go out of our way to make sure they're taken care of. Such as Pete. Okay. I finally got a pastor that's going to do a blessing for him. 10 o'clock Monday morning at the lawyer's office. He's going to be at the lawyer's office. But the night before, I'm going to go wash my hair, take a bath, shave my legs. I'm going to wear a dress. And about 9 o'clock, I'm going to be in front of Dennis's office waiting for him because the pastor from Ryan's church is coming by. He's going to say the final blessing, so whoever wants to be there for the blessing is very welcome.
It's like when you go up and never come down. Yeah.
It's a one-way trip.
Steve died the same way Pete did. Just had to have one that month. One last needle.
1 month later. I mean, before.
1 year.
Apart.
Yeah, it'll be 1 year.
To the day.
On the 15th of December. Pete, and he died.
December 15th. Steve, November 15th.
And then we got another Carol. OD.
Dolores.
OD. Tony.
He died. My brother-in-law. He OD'd.
Pass out. And
Rick Klein.
Sleep.
Hot shot.
Rocky Morgan.
And then Kenny Fink. And Alabama.
And that jerk Steve.
He died.
That only covers 1 year.
Fathers feel. People can't afford to get buried.
It's a plain white box.
Bury him.
It's a round disc like.
Bury him.
Fathers feel.
You wouldn't think that somebody.
Fathers feel.
That somebody 6 foot.
Bury him.
Could fit in something that's only like 3 by 3 inches.
Bury him.
Fathers feel.
That little square box.
That little square box.
That little square box.
Down there.
That's Steve.
That's Steve.
That little square box.
Yep.
It's a plain white box.
Gee, I know him.
Looks like something you get cookies in, actually.
Bury him.
It's a round disc, like, with your ashes, and you number it.
And if you didn't have any money, they'd put you in a pine box and stick you back in the back of the pauper's field.
They just bury him somewhere.
That's what it comes down to. You're a number.
Somewhere.
Pauper's field. That's right at the ass end of the graveyard. Pauper's field. People can't afford to get buried.
Bury him.
Pauper's field. People can't afford to get buried.
You got such and such amount of time to get a hold of some relatives.
UNK.
You got such and such amount of time.
Unknown.
We can't find them.
If they can find any relatives.
You got such and such amount of time.
Okay, at 12 o'clock, whoever is there, which there's going to be a crowd, we're going to walk him to Fantasy Island. And we're gonna take some ashes out for his mom. I'm gonna carry some in my medicine pouch. And then we're gonna scatter the rest. But we'd like to get a turtle for him, because it's a turtle pond.
There's a certain part of the cemetery that's for the paying people, and there's a certain part of the cemetery that's for the nobodies.
It's like poor and rich.
The nobodies get shoved aside, and a little, no, just not even a nameplate, nothing. Mm.
Just a little,
a number.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. You're a number. You're there. You're forgot about.
John
Who cares?
Doe. No.
Who cares?
Bobo, who got stabbed at Dead Cop Park. Then there was Vina that lived next door. And then we got Tommy. Cause of death, not certain. Was after that? Barry? OD. Pete. Liver exploded. Then we got Howard, 40 years old and dies of acute appendicitis. That's it so far.
Shut up. Go, Fred. Go play out there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'm going to read some scriptures. And then after that, I'm going to commit him to the Lord, and then say the benediction for him, okay? And so we're going to begin right now. So let's bow our head and we'll pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come together today to remember Stephen.
What the scary part is where in hell they're going to end up.
It is here that we pay the last respect of the living to the dead.
I really don't believe in a hell.
Man is born a woman.
Although I'm kind of scared of,
but for a short time to live.
I know where I'm going.
And it's full of trouble.
I'm kind of scared of.
I hope.
Judgment.
There's judgment.
Judgment and stuff.
It is appointed unto men once to die.
The scary part is
for me.
And after this, the judgment.
I don't intend on going to hell.
We brought nothing into this world.
And from what I've read and from what I've heard from all the prophets and all
it
the...
It is certain that we can carry nothing out.
After life.
Knowing that...
Then there's death.
It is appointed unto men once
I hope.
To die.
Judgment.
And after this...
There's judgment.
Judgment.
Judgment and stuff.
And then you figure out where the hell you go from there.
Really, the roughest part of death is for the people that are left back here. Once they're physically dead, I believe they're freed up after that and that they're in a better place, regardless of what they did here.
Indians have different spiritual
yeah, each culture is
feelings
different.
About everything, but
Pete's
once your loved one is gone, you send them off, and then that's it. Yeah. They're here in your heart.
Very much.
But you know, you don't grieve over them no more, because I'm sure they're happy.
A tobacco offering... to send a warrior on his way when a loved one dies. What you need is cloth. I use bandanas from everyone. Okay, you put the tobacco in the middle, piece of your hair, then wrap it up in leather, and you burn it. Before the sun comes up, has to be burned. That's just to help him on his way. Piece of us goes with him.
It doesn't really matter. As long as he gets his final blessing. Then we're all gonna go out and party and have a good time.
Although I'm kind of scared of,
there's judgment.
Judgment.
Judgment. The scary part is...
Judgment stuff.
We didn't have any Mexicans, so... We just kind of had our own little... way of putting him to sleep in all of our ways. It was a box of ashes. Kind of a headband that he wore in it. A bottle of Southern Comfort. And a pack of Winston's. And we put him in the bay.
Help him on his way.
He did it that way.
We're gonna smoke some.
Smoke some ashes?
Uh-huh.
Pete wanted
to be smoked all Saturday up in the mountains in the snow.
He says, if I die,
don't drink to me. Smoke me. We said, fine, we will.
Okay, well then just save enough to put in a joint. Get rid of the rest. Okay, you're first.
Well, Pete, this is the end. We had fun, we had arguments, never really mentioned much, but I loved it. Sure, you're in a better place now. No pain, no heartache. Sorry you had to be this way.
Here's to you, little Betty. You always wanted to be with turtles, and now you got it. But you carried me for years. And now I'm carrying you. I love you. Look at your turtles, Betty.
Friend, Pete. Forever. Be strong, boy. Good life. For all the good times.
Pete, vaya con Dios.
I just know you're happy now, Pete, and you're with the Lord.
Sorry, Pete. Molly can't throw her own, so this is for Molly. She loved you as much as all of us.
I want
some
turtles.
This is for Fred. Fred loved you, too. Here's so the turtles will keep you nice and comfortable. Here's for the people that went before you, Pete. For the people that come behind. This is for everybody that loved you that couldn't be here. Adios, Pete.
All right. And it, look
smoke.
Where it's going. It's going up to heaven.
Smoke, just like the dragon.
It's all going up to heaven. Look, he's coming back towards us. All right.
He more or less was my best friend. Sitting across the street panhandling.
He always said, when I die, don't grieve. Have a drink to me.
So we did. Didn't stop.
It was good.
Spare little chains.
To love. He had a lot of will to love.
Spare little chains.
Have a drink to me.
He more or less was my best friend.
Don't grieve.
I mean, he had a great big heart.
He never gave in. He never bit the hook once.
Don't grieve.
And I love him for that.
It was good.
To love. He had a lot of will to love.
Spare little chains. He more or less was my best friend. I mean, he had a great big heart.
He had one of those lovable sense of humor.
Good panhandler, good friend.
He was a very generous person.
Original.
We'd party together. We'd fish together.
And those two could drink.
To love.
Don't grieve.
So, spare little chains.
Have a drink to me.
So we didn't stop.
Pig-headed.
Outdrink just about everybody.
Pig-headed.
He woke up really drunk. He went to bed drunk.
He had a lot of intelligence, too.
Pig-headed.
He drank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It was good.
He had a lot of will to love.
Spare little chains.
To love.
Spare little chains.
Best panhandlers I ever seen. He panhandled up a storm.
He more or less was my best friend. Sitting across the street panhandling.
Wake for Tom is dedicated to the memory of Pete, Steve, Howard, Barry, and Tom, who contributed their voices and experiences with life on the street. It is through the life and death of these and other individuals that we could gain a personal perspective on the growing problems of homelessness in America.
What's your name?
My name's Barney, but I'm interviewing you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's true.
All right. My friends call me Little Bear. Actually, by birth, my name is Pete.
I'm Langford. I'm from Alaska.
My name is James Warren.
I'm Sherry.
Of course. David.
Johnny Briggs, and if you can spare any change, I'll buy you a Harley next week.
Ziggy.
Yeah, just think of Ziggy Stardust.
Thomas Joseph Scanlon. I'm from San Francisco.
Wake for Tom was created at Earwax Productions by Barney Jones and Jim McKee.
Tommy, he's just up in the big parking lot in the sky, along with Freddie and Bobo and all the rest of people we know over the past year have passed on. They're just up there in the parking lot in the sky, looking down and saying, hi.